We're talking with Dr. Kim Anderson, Oklahoma State University. Dr. Anderson, let's talk a little bit about your presentation to the wheat growers today. Catchy title, I would say. How do you grow wheat and lose money?
And I think a producer had a good answer to that when I asked that question. He said, just plant it, and you got a good shot at losing money. In looking at raising wheat, good producers, I was told younger in my career by Jeff Edwards, Dr. Jeff Edwards, he said professional wheat producers produce yield. They will get consistently 50, 60 bushels per acre. They will manage their land. They will make their decisions, and then they do a good job of selling that product. And so what we talked today a lot about was just managing marketing and the price. You look over the June time period, your average price was about $6.05. But you had in one day in June, wheat prices go up about 35 cents, and in another day go down about 35 cents. And then we came into July, and we averaged 609. Again, you had that variability. So your average price over June and July was $6.08, but you had a plus or minus 40 cents from that, or a range of 80 cents. And if you look at, if you just sold it all in one period, you may have sold it for $5.60 or $5.70, or in another period, you may have sold it all for $6.40 or $6.50. So how do you lose money? I think you lose money by selling it all at once and one and done, because then it's just a matter of luck whether you've got a high day or a low day.
You're really, if anything, that's almost a little bit different than some of the conversations we've had down through the years of a third and a third and a third.
Well, I think it's still a third and a third and a third, but you go back 10 or 15 years, we were selling a third at harvest, a third in September, October, and the final third in November and December. And then we had the Black Sea producers come in and change that price seasonal or cycle within that marketing year. And so you look over the last 12, 15 years, you wanted to sell that wheat in June, July, and August. It's about equal if you hit the average of every month. But as we showed that price chart, plus or minus, well, a 35-cent move up one day or a 35-cent move down in one day, just choosing a day, you've got a difference in 35 cents there. So the market has changed. So I think what we've got to do now is that third, a third, and a third in June, July, and August. And I really think we need to stagger it more than that, given the volatility and the uncertainty that we have in the markets every year. So I would say maybe sell it in lots of 10 over those 3 months, or you've got 12 or 13 months there. Sell some wheat every week, and that way you're going to get that 609, 608 average price. You may not get that 630, but you for sure won't get that 560.
And, you know, if anything, the volatility that, you know, you alluded to that 35-cent gain plus or minus, that was, I don't remember that 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, I think we do have a little more variability in prices now. But one reason we got variability up there is rather than having $4 wheat, we got $6 wheat. And so you can have the same percentage move, and it's more cents. So a 10% move with $4 wheat is 40 cents, and a 10% move with $6 wheat is 60 cents. And so I think part of that volatility or the broader range is the higher prices. And I think I'd take the higher prices.
Right. You know, the other factor, of course, obviously you got to try to figure in some of these other grains, the corn market especially, will have influence on the wheat market. And I know that we're getting a fair amount of, fair number of bushels of wheat actually being fed this year because of that relationship.
Yeah, there's several factors in responsible for our $6 wheat. One is the reduced supply of corn and the increased feeding of wheat. So your higher corn prices helped our wheat prices. I think the biggest factor is losing the spring wheat crop in the northern United States and Canada. That is a big bite to the market. You know, they're talking about the spring wheat, spring hard wheat, or hard spring wheat being divorced from the other wheats. You know, they're talking maybe $10, $12 a bushel for some of that wheat. and that pulls up and makes the hard red winter wheat more valuable for producing bread. The other thing is you go back a month, Russia was expected to produce 3.1 billion bushels. There's one estimate that have it at 2.75 billion. And reducing the availability of bread, flour, wheat, hard red winter wheat out of the Black Sea area makes our wheat more valuable. And so we've seen an increase in our price. Now, one reason for the variability is you really don't know what's going to come out of Russia. You don't know if it's going to be 3 billion or 2.7 billion until it gets in the bin. There's a lot of uncertainty here. I have a standard bet. I bet that I can get closer to the harvest price than you can the bushels per acre of your production, because yield is more variable than price. And so we don't know what Russian production. Now, they've harvested about 60%, so we know it's going to be less than that 3.1, relatively sure. But as that changes, that's going to have a big impact on our price.
My last question, as far as, you know, when you look at where we are right now for, you know, we're talking really 2021 supplies, does a guy consider looking way out and even maybe price a little bit of this wheat they haven't even put in the ground yet?
Well, you can forward contract 2022 harvested wheat in Medford, Oklahoma for $6.60 a bushel. Your average price over the last 12 years has been $5.20 a bushel. So that $6.60 would look pretty good to me, and I might just have to take 10% of your expected or 15. I'd start staggering it in and taking advantage of that. We have a short crop in 22. You're going to have $8 or $9 wheat. The stage is going to be set in 22 with a shortage of bread, flour, wheat for really high prices. However, you get a big crop in Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, the United States, Canada, Australia, Argentina, that price can be $4.50 or $5 too.